Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά.
Professor, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to the SBS Greek Language Program. Can we just begin with the bright side of the things that you discovered in the last couple of years of 3 years?
There are many bright lights, I call them in the report, because I think it's an accurate reflection of the reality, but I think it's also important to be positive. You can't build change without a sense that there is a positive direction to move towards. There's a strong community, a large community, a well-respected and well-established community, a language that people are proud of, a language with a long history in our education system, a lot of providers, good resources, very excellent teachers. These are, and the media, the SBS, Nels Cosmos and other papers, and a government in Greece that is really committed to supporting you. What I think needs to happen is for a more contemporary approach to planning language, built on mobility, cosmopolitanism, some ideas like this, and what we know from technology research is the best way to enhance language maintenance.
How about the Greek communities, the language schools? We have like 40 Greek language schools in Victoria. What can they do more?
In the report and in my presentation today, I talk about a model of what I call revitalization, because what's needed for Greek is not just teaching, it's revitalization at the level of community use. And the media has got a major role to play with this, creating environments where young people actively use the Greek language to produce their own material, to interact with young people in Greece, and in other places, to live a Greek language life here. That's not really happening at the moment. So schools can only do so much. Schools teach the language. That's what I call capacity. They build capacity. What has to happen is usage. And usage is essential to the maintenance of the language, because now the community's in the fourth generation in most cases. Victoria is the strongest heart of Greek in all of us of Australia, and Melbourne in particular. If the language is not supported here through active revitalization, it will not survive in Australia. And this sounds shocking to people, but if you go to America or Canada or other places where there's been large Greek migration, this happens. You know, it's not like guaranteed to survive. It can only happen with the effort of the community.
How can we increase the desire while learning Greek in Australia?
Well, the desire, yes, it's a wonderful question. It's the most important question, because desire is a function of in the heart of the young person or the child, right? It's something that they drive. But we as adults and as parents, as media, as professionals, we can help cultivate this desire by making the identification that's already there linked to practical use. And one of the things I recommended in my talk is the community should invest much more in immersion experiences on a regular basis here, which the media can facilitate, for students from all sectors, not just the public sector, not just the private independent sector, after hours, for all sectors, just around support for the language, including new learners, children of Greek background and not of Greek background, in activity-based things built around their age level. The desire will come.
And you mentioned Greek businesses that can assist in...
I think they have a very important role. They are a successful part of our community. They're well established. Many of them are extremely prosperous. It's a way they can give back to their community and to the whole of the Australian community. And I think that that has to be facilitated so that it's guided by a vision of good learning, not just, you know, a little bit of an initiative here for books or something. It's got to be built around a vision. There's got to be a policy. That's why I recommended to the MGTOV that they build a vision of maintenance over the long term, collaborative with everyone. It's not just the teachers. It has to be with the providers of the private, the independent schools, the after-hour schools, the community. All of these groups, no one owns the language. It's owned by everybody. So everyone has to contribute to this. It's a bigger question than anybody, any one group. Do you know what I mean?
I do. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, panos.
Κάντε like, μοιραστείτε, σχολιάστε, ακολουθήστε μας στο Facebook, στο SBS Greek.